worship, people are realizing, wow, this is music that allows me to immediately walk into and get into the presence of God where my needs can be met, my issues can be resolved. And not that everything else isn't important, and I don't want to say that, because it is. There's a time just to be edified and just to be ministered to, but the praise and worship is something we all can participate in, we all can do, and that's made it a huge movement that's going on. And I just pray that everyone that does it understands the true meaning behind it, the true message behind it, that it is about Him, and that we don't take worship and commercialize that even, that it stays pure and stays true in honoring and glorifying who it is, because that's where we are today. That's what we really need.
Our guest on the Praise Party is Joe Pace. Joe, you are a phenomenal writer.
Oh, praise God.
Hey, you do a great thing with choirs. You've had all kind of hits. We can start, you know, to Stir Up the Gift that I really love. And we can go back. Joe, how does one write songs like that? Do you lock yourself in a room, or what do you do to get into the presence of the Lord before you begin to take pen to paper?
Well, you know, it happens in a variety of ways. There are days that in my daily meditation time with the Lord where I'm on my face, and I would encourage anybody that wants to write, wants to be an artist, you got to have a personal prayer life and praise time, you know, with Him. That's off of the platform, that's off of the stage. It's you in your closet, in your kitchen, in your shower, wherever that is for you, that you and God spend that one-on-one time, because that's where He speaks to you, and He drops those nuggets in your spirit, and He drops those ideas and those concepts and those melodies and those rhythms and those lyrics into your heart. So a lot of that will happen just in my personal time. Then I get inspiration from everything around me. I always carry a small tape recorder with me, so I might be driving and see the wind blow in the trees and God just drops something in my spirit. Likewise, there are times that I'm just sitting at my piano or at the keyboard and in my personal time of worship with the Lord, and I'm just playing, and melodies will begin to come. So usually that's kind of the foundation. And then what people don't realize, you have to then get to the hard work of writing the song. And that's just good old-fashioned sitting down, doing your homework, studying, writing, pulling out your Bible, your dictionary, your thesaurus, your rhyming dictionaries, and everything, and do your best to make a good song.
Who are some of the folks you enjoy working with, and who's someone you would love to work with?
Well, I've enjoyed, of course, and he's kind of a mentor for me, Fred Hammond, and we got a chance to work with him some, and I love the way, the vertical nature of his music and the depth lyrically is absolutely phenomenal, and he's kind of shown me a lot of things throughout the years, and CMAS got a chance to sing with him, and we actually did his big Las Vegas pay-per-view concert with him. He had us come, and so that's been, one of the biggest honors for us. And I think if I were to say there was still someone that I would love to sit with and maybe write with or pick their brain, I would have to still say Andre Crouch for me, who, you know, was writing songs like The Blood at 12 years old. That's crazy. How do you do that? That doesn't even make sense. So to be able to do that with a legend like that is still something that I would love to be able to do.
Our guest on the Praise Party, Joe Pace. Joe Pace of the CMAS Choir. Joe, you know, it's always good talking to you. And I always pick up some knowledge every time I talk to you. You know, I pull no punches. Joe, you're one of my favorite persons to just interview and talk to. And when I knew the interview, we were going to have the interview, and I was like, oh, man, my boy Joe Pace. Well, Joe, I really appreciate it. And we wish nothing but blessings on you, the Colorado Mass Choir, everything you put your hands on, Joe.
Well, praise God, HD. I thank you so much for what you do. and your ministry, and you are by far one of the best interviews I ever have. Always insightful, always knowledgeable, and I so much appreciate that. And I am smart enough to know without you, there is no me. So I salute what you're doing and the hard work you're doing. Thank you so much just for letting me be a part of your ministry.
Thank you, Joe, and to God be the glory.